Amen. Romans chapter 6. Appreciate you tonight. Romans chapter 6. I want to begin reading tonight at verse 14. The Bible says, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants," now watch this, "of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life." I like it was about Paul's writing here in Romans, and we've studied through this, and we've studied, and we backed up, and went forward, and we've looked at Romans pretty extensively now for over a year. But every time I look at this blessed book, I praise God, there's always something that some little nugget God will give us that'll encourage us in the journey. And I'm glad it's that way. I'm glad God gives us that we need to keep encouraging us, that we can just stay on the right path. And Paul's telling him here, he says that a sin shall not have dominion over you. So Paul's telling us here, he said, sin don't own us no more. Amen? He said, sin no longer owns you, you're owned by someone else. Praise the Lord. He said, "For you are not under the law, but under grace." So that puts us in the ownership of God. Praise the Lord, He made a provision. And he says, "What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law, but under grace?" He said, "God forbid." He said, "Just because we're under grace don't give us a license to sin." Now, there's a whole lot of people in the world today, and you talk to them, and these folks that believe that you can be saved and lost, and you tell them that you believe in eternal security for a born-again child of God, and they say, "Well, you know what? I don't see how you get that." I want to say, pray God calls it the grace of God. Yeah. Amen? Because God loves us, and God is the one that's saving us. Now, if it was me and you that was saving us, and me and you had to keep us, then I'd be worried. Hey man, I'd stay up a whole lot more at night praying because I'd want to make sure when I'm pillowing my bed, my head in the bed, praise God that I was all right. I had an old preacher one time, and he was a Baptist preacher, but he had pastored several free will churches. And they asked him one time what he thought about that. He said, "Well, you know what?" He said, "I never pillowed my head at night worrying about whether or not I was saved." And he said, "I tell you, I believe it kind of kept the people closer when they thought they could be lost." Amen. I mean, what if you was driving down the road and somebody cuts you off and, you know, you said something you oughtn't to say, and all of a sudden you say, "Oh my goodness, I'm lost." But wouldn't it be a sad thing that before you could make it right, another car or truck come run by and took you out in eternity? Amen. I'm saying there's a God of glory tonight that loves us and cares for us. And praise God, I believe we know that we belong to Him if we've been born again. I believe, praise God, you can be saved and know it tonight. Amen. Why? Because God gives us that hope. I'd like to preach just a little while tonight. It's got to be my help on that thought. A ladder of hope. Amen. God gives us a ladder of hope. Amen. What we need to do, praise God, in these last days which we live, is just keep climbing. Amen. Always looking for that next rung on the ladder. Hey, praise God, if we as children of God would start climbing that ladder, praise God. Jacob said it was a ladder. He was asleep on the rock, and I guess it caused you to have all kind of nightmares, pilling your head on the rock. But when he woke up, praise God, he had a vision, glory to God, and he said there was a ladder. It went from heaven and earth, praise God. That's God's provision right there. And he said, praise God, the angels was ascending and descending on that ladder, and at the top of that ladder was a good God of glory. I believe He's our cheerleader up there tonight. He said, "Hey, amen, praise God, young, that you can do it just a little bit farther." Amen. Every day, He said, "That's just one more rung on the ladder." Pray God, just keep pressing, just keep a climbing every day. That's what Paul was telling Romans here. He said, these old sinful people that we are, praise God, but just realize we are climbing a ladder and we're getting closer to heaven all the time. Amen. Well, if we just realize, glory be God, the more we serve God, the more faithful we are to Him, glory be God, the closer to heaven we get. I don't know about you, I like to be close to my Savior. Went over there to the nursing home today to visit, and I tell you, we had us a time there in that little room. Amen. Lord just showed up, praise God, and His presence was real, His presence was big, and praise God, the Shekinah glory of God just filled the house. Hey, he's a shouting and a praising God. Amen. For the magnificent thing. That little old fellow was in there. He said, you know what, preacher? He said, 2 weeks ago, they get me upset in ICU. Said, he'll never make it. So his wife told, they told his wife, said, you might as well go ahead and get things in order. Said, don't look good. But praise God, he was a lift his hand praising God. He said, but look where I'm at now. Both those little fellas, Brother Greg's papa and this little fella, both of them, glory to God, said, we get to go home next Wednesday. Going to be home for Thanksgiving. Amen. Well, glory to God. It's just God Almighty. Amen. You know why that was so good in there? Because, hey, glory, they just keep climbing. Amen. They wouldn't let the adversity, wouldn't let the situation hit them. But praise God, they just kept climbing. Amen. Every day just reaching for another rung on the ladder. But God won't say, now, we've got a ladder of hope. And Lord Jesus Christ, and we just keep looking for that next run. And now in the world that we live in today, they're going to try to trip us up, mess us up, and keep us from pursuing that climb. But amen, glory be to God, they're not in charge of this thing. Amen. The good God of glory is in charge of this thing. Pray God, He's in charge of our climb. He's the one that gives us the ladder, glory be to God. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the way that we get in, and we just keep climbing up through Him. Amen. Keeping our faith and our trust in Him. Paul would go on verse 16, he said, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. I wonder tonight, church, who are we listening to? Huh? Who do you obey? Who do you pay? No, let me just rephrase that. Who do we pay the most attention to? That's the one that we're serving. Amen? The one that we pay the most attention to, that's the one that we're serving. So if we're serving this world, if we're serving the devil, praise God, then that's the one that we're paying the most attention to. But he said, ye are to whom you obey. He said, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. So he said, we make a choice, praise God, whether obedience unto death, sin unto death, he said, or obedience unto right, doing what's right in the eyes of God. Now what we're doing here, the world don't like it. Amen. It hair lips the devil what's taking place here in this place. He don't like, and he'd like to tear it apart. And these last days, amen, he is rampantly going through places and destroying and tearing up and tearing down. He's deceiving, and he's a deceiver and a father of lies. Amen. But he said, if we obey the Lord unto righteousness, praise God, it makes a difference. He said, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin. I bet he says were. Did you know you were the servants of sin? The Bible said you've all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen? He said you were, he said, let God be thanked that you were the servants of sin. But you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. He said you obeyed. He said it was something that God sent you down, some praise God. He said, look, this ain't the way you're supposed to go. Let me show you the right direction. Doctrine, that's biblical instruction. Amen. He said, there was some biblical godly instruction came to you, and praise God, you heard it and you heeded it. Amen. Remember what he said the other day out of Romans 10:9-10? He said, you gotta hear it. Amen. Then you gotta believe it. Praise God, then you can confess it. Amen. And you can't hear it without a preacher, somebody, a disciple, somebody to herald it out. Amen. So that it can get to your ear, pray God, so you can hear it, praise the Lord, so that you can believe it, so that you can proclaim it, so somebody else can hear it, so they can believe it, so they can herald it out, so they can proclaim. You see how that works? Amen. It just keeps going. Praise the Lord. But he goes on verse 8, see, he said, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. See, when you realize, praise God, that that sin is the wrong way. And God's way, through His Word, He tells you how to go the right way. Why would we need the wrong way? Huh? Why do we even need the wrong way? Why do we even consider the wrong way? Amen. There's a way that seemeth right to a man. That's why. But the end result, Bible says, death. Praise, but thank God that God made a provision to bring us out of that. He said, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. See, Paul says, I know where you're at. He said, that infirmity, he said, that weakness and the lack of strength that we have in the flesh. Hey, listen, young, we ain't no match for the devil. This flesh is weak. Amen? That's why we need to be careful where we go. We need to be careful what we allow our minds to think. We need to be careful what we say. We need to be careful the attitude that we live in. Praise God, because this flesh is weak. And even if we're strong, praise God, if we ain't careful, we dissuade others by the way that we live. Because the flesh is weak. Amen. We may be strong. We may be able to, Paul said, you may be able to do this and do that and be okay. But he said, there's some people, praise God, he said, they can't do that because it'll tear them down in the Lord. So we've got to stand up, praise God. We've got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. Because the flesh is weak. All those youngins, all those people around us, they see how we live. That's why it's so hard for us to win our own families. Because they know how we are. Amen. Hey, they see us, when we're not in church. Amen. Hey, they see us when we're not dressed up in our church clothes. Amen. They see us down there where we live. That's why if we ain't very careful, we ain't got much of a witness for them. Amen. And they're looking for a way to get in. But you know what? If we ain't very careful, they won't see it in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, we need to be careful on how we live. We need to be careful because there's infirmity in the flesh. The flesh is weak. There's a lack of strength in the flesh. There's no power in the flesh. But he says, for as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanliness and to iniquity, He said, as iniquity come in, that's sinfulness. And if you've allowed it, then it just overcome you. Said, iniquity, sinfulness, it just becomes who you are. Before long, you don't realize it, but it creeps in a little at a time, ever so subtly, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're living in sin. I mean, just blatant, open sin. With all disregard for what's right. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand how a person could do that. Well, it's because they're deceived of the devil. Amen? They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, you got to get away from it. Man, you got to go with God. You got to follow the Lord because of the weakness of the flesh. That iniquity that comes in. He said, even so now yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto holiness. Now, look how we got this ladder that's set up, and we just keep reaching for a higher rung on that ladder. Every day, we just say, Lord, please help me just to climb a little higher for you. Amen? I mean, from our hearts, beg God, say, Lord, just help me get just a little bit higher for you. Let me get past myself. Let me get past the infirmities of the flesh, praise God, and let me get a little closer to you. I wonder what happened if we all started doing that every day. Just said, look, we ought to be doing that every day. Amen? Say, Lord, help me just get a little closer to you today. Help me get rid of all that junk from yesterday, praise God. Help me do a little bit better today so that I can be a whole lot better tomorrow. Amen? So that God can begin to advance us, to bring us up. Praise the Lord. So that we can see this lack of strength that we have. Because if we ain't careful, we get caught in sinfulness. Amen. Sin overtakes you like a flood. I mean, we've seen it. We've seen what sin can do. We've seen how sin can just sweep in and it just like a flood and it'll carry our people away. Amen. We've seen it. We've seen it right here. Now, we've had some people leave because Brother Bill and them, they've left. They've decided that they've desired to move to a different place, so they've left out. But we've seen the devil sweep through because of sin and just sweep our people away. Amen. That's what the devil does. He's a deceiver. He's a liar and a father of lies, and he sweeps them away. But Paul said, you know what? Just because the devil is a deceiver, praise God, he said, we've got to strengthen. Hey, we can't get caught up in iniquity and allow sin to overtake us. Amen. He said, we've got to stand. The world ain't going to like us. The world don't like this kind of preaching. The world says, you know what? People want to do what they want. Live and let live. But that ain't what God says. God says they's right, and He said there's wrong. Amen? And when those that's going to stand for what's right, amen, listen, when this thing's said and done, there won't be many of us left. Amen? Because the Bible said in the last days, hey, there's going to be perilous times. And the Bible says there's going to be a great falling away at the end of this thing. We're seeing it. I've been talking to preachers from all over the place, and I said, we don't know, they can't understand what's happening. I said, glory be to God, the Bible's being fulfilled. Right before our eyes tonight, the Bible's being fulfilled. Brother Ralph Sexton said many, many years ago that 85% of people in Baptist church are lost. Amen. So when the deceiver comes in, where do they go? They go with the flow. Amen. But praise God, God says, I'm always going to have a remnant. Yeah. Praise God. He said, I'm going to have a remnant of true believers that'll stay with the Lord. Amen. I'm going to stay with stuff. And no matter what happens, see, Paul said we had to be vigilant. Remember what he said, 1 Corinthians chapter 5? When a boy was shacked up with his mother-in-law, his father's wife, amen, and the people was there. Well, let me just read that to you. Let me show you that. Lord brought it to my mind. Let's just go there. He said, preacher, you ain't going to go there. I'm going to go there because the Lord said to. He said, it is reported commonly that there is fornication among you. Now, I don't know about you, but the last time I heard, fornication's wrong. Amen. It's sin. It's wickedness in the eyes of God. It's not supposed to be. Amen. Do we all agree on that? He said, fornication among you, and such fornication is not even so much as named among the Gentiles that one should have his father's wife. Amen. So he had his stepmother. He was shacked up when he said, we have had a situation worse than this. We had a brother and sister that was shacking up. Amen. Fornication, like we should never have to see. But because the devil, and he said, you know what? He said, you're puffed up about it. And as he said, and you've not rather mourned. He said, you know what, preacher, people is talking about Stony Fork. Things going on up there. Yeah, we ought to have been a weeping and a crying our way to Jesus on behalf of these folks. Amen. But mourning and crying. I pray God every day. Say, Lord, please help them to take the blinders off. Help them to see. Amen. Help them to see the wickedness and the sinfulness that they're in. What they're causing, the effect it's having on so many different people. God says, hey, he said, you need to mention this. You need to realize this. That he that hath done this deed might be taken away from among you. That's what God, he said, Paul said, that's what God says has to take place. It can't be part of it. Partakes with it. Amen. And he says, because a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. If you ain't careful, he said, it'll come in and it'll just destroy everything. And sometimes in order to maintain, keep the lump, praise God, you got to get the leaven out. Amen. So he said it to me. But now Paul was a little more kind than we did. He said, go ahead and just turn them over to Satan to destroy their flesh. Amen. That he might preserve his soul in the day of judgment. Amen. The day of the Lord. Amen. The day of the Lord Jesus Christ. To deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh that the spirit might be saved the day of the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, purge it out. Get it out from amongst you. He said, don't even eat with those people. Those that profess to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, don't eat with them. I had a person tell me, he said, well, preacher, you don't understand. If we can't even eat with them, hey, we're the only friends of God. And if we don't eat with them, hey, they ain't going to have nobody. But bingo, here's your cardboard cookie. Amen. That's what God had designed, praise God, when they was by themselves, when they was left to themselves, praise God. The only one that had to look to is God Almighty. And he said, when we withdraw ourselves from those people that's living sinful lives, praise God, when we don't condone what they're doing, praise God, and we withdraw our fellowship from them, the only one they'll have, praise God, is the Lord God of glory. The only one they can go to. Amen. As long as they've got somebody to put their arm around, say, oh, you're all right. Don't worry about it. You're okay. Don't worry about what people think. Don't worry about what people say. Well, they ought to go ahead and say, well, don't worry about what God thinks. And don't worry about what God says. Amen. But praise God, I tell you, when we stand for what's right, Paul said, he said, the flesh won't like it. Praise God. He said, but God will. Amen. He said, they'll be rejoicing in heaven. He said, well, preacher, why is there stuff like this happening? Because it's predicted that it would. Amen. The perilous times that Paul said would come upon the church, would become upon the people. Praise God. A time of persecution. A time of trials in these last days. Praise the Lord. A time of falling away. When people would turn from the Lord. When they'd seek their own desires and their own lust of the flesh. Amen. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, he said, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in a latter time, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hard lie, even to the point of forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. He said, that's where we're at. He said, we're in a point when people are turning from truth. They're chasing other spirits. They're following another gospel. Amen. If we follow another gospel, it's not the gospel of Christ. Amen. Because there's only one gospel. Praise the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Well, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. We read in your hearing me go, said, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. He goes in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and dead at His appearing and in His kingdom. He said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Amen. Because listen, why? He said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn unto fables. You know where fables come from? Fables come from people sitting around ain't got nothing better to do. Amen? Than just to talk. And just to try to get a hold of a little bit here and a little bit there so they can put it together and make it theirs. And that's what's happened. He said, that's what they're looking for. He said, they want to hear what people said. You know how good you are. They want to hear how you can do your own thing and you can live your own way and a haphazardous life and everything's okay. But Paul said, listen, just because the grace of God, amen, it don't mean that mess is okay. He said, we're living in the last day. See, now, what are you saying now, Pastor? I'm saying, we've got a ladder of hope. We just need to keep climbing, praise God. There's a whole lot of folks that don't want to climb with us, but praise God, me and you've got to just keep climbing for the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. You know what happens when we do that, Brother Dean? One day, one of them little old youngins, praise God, they'll look up and they'll see Daddy up on that ladder. Amen. Glory be to God. Shouting and praising the glory of God. Amen. And they'll say, you know what? I wish I had what Daddy has. Amen. What makes us think if we stay down on the ground where everybody else is, we don't separate ourselves, what's going to draw our people to the Lord? But if we separate ourselves, praise God, and we just keep climbing, amen, just keep reaching higher for Jesus, amen, trying to get closer to the Lord. Praise God, they'll see that in us, praise God, and one day the light will come on, Holy Ghost of God will convict their heart, and they'll say, you know what, I'm going to get saved too. And praise God, one day, glory to God, one day, praise God, Brother Dean, you'll look down there and there'll be them little old youngins right behind you, right on your heels, praise God, reaching and grabbing for another rope, trying to get just a little higher. Amen. Listen, I tell you what, hey, I guarantee you, these folks here tonight, you can say, you know what? I know what he's talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord, what should be a time in your life when a mama would say, youngins, it's time to go to church. And you'd say, hey, go get your good clothes on right quick. We got to go. Remember that? Huh? You remember that? Praise God. And you'd say, oh, mama, Man, we're playing. We're just one more ball. No, it's time to go. And boy, you'd begrudge it. You go put your ball and your bat up, run there and jump your clothes, wash your little old dirty face, scrub your little dirty toes off, praise God, slip on your shoe, and go down to the house of God. Amen? But praise God, ain't you glad now? Amen. The glory be to God. You had a mom and dad, praise God, that loved you enough. Amen. Say, you know what? It's time to go to the house of God. It makes a difference. But we're living in the day and hour, praise God. I've read, you'll hear, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying we're right at the end of this thing. And man, if the church don't wake up and realize how real and how close we are to the finish line, hey, I tell you, we're going to miss out the blessings of God in our own life if we don't wake up and realize where God wants to take us to. Amen. What He wants to show, what He wants to give us as we climb this ladder. Bless His holy name. So we see that the flesh is weak. We can't overcome it, praise God, but God can. He can strengthen us in the flesh. He can strengthen us, praise God, in our heart, in our mind. Praise the Lord. So we just keep climbing. Praise the Lord. He goes on in at the end of verse 19, he says, so now yield your members, servants, to righteous unto holiness. You see how Paul says, hey, glory to God, just keep climbing. He says, pray God, just do what's right, and God, be obedient. Just become servants of the Lord. Amen. Just do that's right. Pray God and end up living a holy life. Amen. Live up living a holy life. He said, for when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. When we were servants of sin, Brother Robert, when we were lost, we didn't know that we were lost. Huh? We were just doing whatever felt good. We do whatever this body, whatever this flesh desired to do. Amen. We did it. We didn't think about it. Amen. Sometimes maybe our conscience, maybe mama's words was there. Hey, you remember some things that you did, and you could hear in the back of your mind, mama said, I'll wear you out. Huh? But mom, but in your mind, you say, well, mama ain't here right now. Amen. You go on and do it. Because that's just what, he said, when we was lost, we didn't know to do right. Amen. But praise God, he said, once you've been saved. See, that's what worries me about a lot of people that claim to be children of God. Amen. We live like the devil and it don't bother us. Huh? If we're born again, believer, born again, children of God, amen, what we do, what we say, how we act, ought to bother us. Amen. Or to convict us. Or to give us the help that we need, amen, to do right. But now watch the climb. He's verse 21. He said, what fruit had ye then in those things? Whereof ye are now ashamed. He said, there's a time you wasn't bearing no fruit. See, I'm not nobody's judge. But praise God, I'm a pretty good fruit inspector. As old Brother Rex said, I tell you what, you know a child of God, if you get in the presence of a child of God and you can talk freely and openly for 10 minutes, praise God, you'll know how that person, if he loves the Lord or not. Amen. I mean, it'll come out. Hey, praise God, I go to the hospital and just in there, the nurse will come in, check the blood pressure and get the vitals, amen, and glory be to God. And just in the amount of time it takes that, most time you know whether they love the Lord or whether they despise you being there. The Spirit will bear witness. And those that love the Lord, praise God, hey, glory to God, they'll start coming back. Well, I appreciate you coming. Amen. I'm going to get out of here so you can pray. Hey, praise God, here lately I've had a bunch of them say, just go ahead and pray, preacher. Amen. I said, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, because God's a working. Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving us help. Praise God. That fruit that's being born out. He said they were ashamed. He said, for the end of those things is death. That unfruitful life that we live, the end's death. The wages of sin is death. But praise God, Paul said, we're not there. We don't draw that wage no more. Amen. He said, but now, watch this. He said, but now being made free from sin. You know what that means? We don't have to sin no more. You say, well, preacher, sin's all around us. How do we keep from it? We listen to God. Amen. The reason that we get caught up in sin is because we don't listen to God. We don't listen to God at church. We don't listen to God when we read our Bible. Amen. We don't listen to God when we pray. So therefore we get caught up in sin. Amen. But if we get our focus on the Lord, amen, realize, praise God, that we need to be producing fruit. Because we're living, hey, if we realize that we're in the last days, that we're the remaining few, we're the few, praise God, that's going to stay in there for God. We've sold out, lock, stock, and barrel. Amen. We ain't quitting for nothing. Amen. There's nowhere to quit. We put that out of our mind. Amen. We're pressing on. We're going to keep climbing. We're going to keep reaching for another rung every day. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory to God. It won't be long. Praise the Lord. Hey, we'll reach the other side. Amen. You'll take that light. You'll reach that last time at one time. Glory be to God. And it'll be that last run. You'll reach up to get another. And the Lord will just reach and grab you by the hand. Pull you on up. Amen. Praise God. He's doing it all around. Have you ever noticed how many old saints of God's are going out of here? I mean, just like in a Brackness speech, a whole bunch of them, these old saints of God, these old shouting, praising God people are going out of here. What's happening? They've climbed the ladder. They finished their course. Pray God, God just reaching and getting them and pulling them on up into glory. Amen. He said, this thing's getting too tough for you. Pray God, I'm just going to bring you on home. Amen. They take that last climb, that last rung. Glory be to God. There they are in the presence of the Lord. He said, but now be made free from sin and become servants to God. You have your fruit unto holiness. See, there's another rung. Amen. Said you start doing, you get faith. Amen. You get hope. You get a hold of righteousness. Amen. Then comes along holiness. Pray God, you sold out lock, stock, and barrel just a servant of God. Amen. You know, you see what I'm saying? Glory be to God. Hey, man, that ladder of hope. Glory to God. Amen. We just keep climbing and just keep, and one of these glorious days, praise God, we'll reach that top rung and He'll say, welcome home. Thy good and faithful. Said, you've made the journey. Amen. Glory be to God. You can park your mule over there. Oh. Amen. But glory be to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We'll finish the journey. Amen. And we'll shout God's glory while we're there. Praise the Lord. Because it's God that does that. Your fruit into holiness and the end everlasting life. He said, all the discouragement of the world's going to be gone. Amen. And you say, well, preacher, it's a discouragement. I had a lady the other night. I said, well, preacher, I just don't, you know, I don't understand. And she said, well, I told you what. She said, you know, we had people leave and we had people. And I said, well, yeah. I said, and the Bible said in the last day, it'd be like this. But he didn't say, he said, that's what I read and you're hearing Sunday morning. Praise God. Paul said, you're not of those that back up. Amen. He said, those that's truly been born again. See, these are people with a profession, without a possession. He said, they'll fall by the wayside. He said, you won't be able to find them. But praise God, they's some that's made a profession. Lord, God, it's in there that love the Lord, and they'll keep climbing. Amen. And those that keep climbing, praise God, we just need to keep encouraging those. Say, come on, don't quit. Just come on, stay in the fight. Keep climbing. Climb with us. Amen. Because one day, praise God, they'll get it on them. Amen. It'll be so real to them, praise God. They'll get like me and you. They won't find no place to quit. And they'll get to looking for that next rung on the ladder. Every day, praise God, they'll get to looking for that next rung on the ladder. You realize every day is a rung on your ladder? Climbing to glory, praise God. For His glory. Just keep climbing, amen. And one day, praise God, we'll make that final rung. And glory be God, and then we'll be in glory forever. Praise the Lord. Be no more climbing in. The climb will be finished. Praise the Lord. And then all that'll be left to do then is just to praise Him. Just praising God for all His goodness and His mercy. Praise the Lord.